Joined with Audubon Wheeler's head football coach, Ashawn Burks. Coach, it was a hot one last week. It was still a little warm this week. How have the guys been adjusting throughout practices with the warm couple of weeks here so far?
Last week was miserable. We went in the mornings, Tuesday through Thursday, kind of on short notice, 6:15 start times. Practices weren't great. High school kids they're not used to getting after it like that in the mornings. Just totally threw us off our routine. So we're back in the afternoons. We're taking plenty of breaks. We're shortening practice a little bit. We had some parents volunteer to bring in watermelon last night. We're trying to do our best to be the normal schedule, a normal practice, and we never go crazy long. We're generally out by 5:20, 5:15. We're an hour and a half practice, and we're taking two or three breaks at least per night. So it's a much more normal this week for us, and I'm thankful for that.
How have practices been now that you're back on schedule? Have the kids looked sharper this week going into Colonesco?
So far, I thought, it's always hard to tell a little bit, but overall, to be honest, our practices have been pretty good most of this year. Our focus has been good. We've had very few days where I feel really bad about it, feel like it was a waste of time or anything like that. So give credit to our kids, because there's been some goofy things with weather and whatnot that have thrown us off, but back on a normal schedule and things have been good.
Taking a look at last week's game a little bit, one you kind of want to forget, you guys struggled offensively. Any changes we could see this week for you guys to maybe get going offensively against Colonesco?
Cam presents us challenges every year, and give credit to them. They're one of the tougher game plans for us. The way they chase guards and the way they align their defense to strength and to the wide side and some of those things that they do that's unique to them, that we knew what they would do. We just didn't execute it very well. And to be quite honest, film on Monday wasn't great, and the kids knew it, and they've taken that ownership. And we're addressing those things head on, and we'll see where we go from there. But it's not like we're bringing in eight new starters or anything crazy like that, but we have started to mix some personnel up a little bit. But more than anything, it's the guys we have to figure out how to get it done, and we're going to do our best as coaches to work on those areas of weakness and to shore those up. And if your week one product looks the same as week eight, it's not going to matter anyway. So we've got to continue to stack days together, get better, a little bit better every day, and shore those things up, and hopefully see growth from week one to two and so on and so forth.
Looking at Colonesco, who you guys face coming up on Friday, they come in 2-0. They already have two games under their belt, and it looks like they lean heavily on the running back in the backfield. Any schematic defensive-wise you have to scheme against that running back?
Yeah, the Clack kid, he's usually in the slot. He's got 34 carries. The next closest is like 7 on their team, and the film shows that. Heck, he's even attempted a pass, and he's their leading receiver. So they're going to get him the ball, and they're going to get him the ball in different ways, whether it's jet sweep, whether it's snap it right to him, whether it's throw it to him. He's dynamic. He's a kick return, punt return. He's a heck of an athlete. He's already got a punt return for a touchdown on the year as well. So we have to make sure that he's not getting the ball in space. And if he does get the ball in space, if they are able to scheme that to him, we have to have multiple hats to the ball, because he's really tough to tackle in the open field.
So depending on if he's in the slot or not, are you going to try to double-team him if he's in the slot, or just have somebody spy him throughout the field? Kind of what does that look like on the defensive side?
Yeah, we aren't going to change crazy amount. If you give too much attention to one guy, they're going to be good enough. They're going to be well-coached enough. They can hand it to their running back. Their quarterback can run the ball. They can throw the ball still. I think the thing about them is they've only probably been on about page one of their playbook so far. They've run the same few plays because they've been up, they're dropping 74 a game. They haven't, 74 one game and 48 one game or whatever it was. So they're averaging, 60 points a game, and they've kind of had their way with opponents. So they haven't had to get real creative. They haven't had to throw it much. I'm sure they can. I'm sure they will. So we have to be flexible. We can't sell out for the few plays that we've seen the Clack kid go nuts with the jet game. So we have to do our job. We have to be assignment based, and we have to be flexible. We have to be intelligent. We have to see what they're going to do. We have to adjust. I think that's going to be the biggest thing this year. Seeing new teams like Colo and Collins and Baxter and St. Ed's, we have to be ready to adjust on the fly to things we haven't seen, because they're not programs we've seen at the JV level, the J-High level, or the varsity level, in our entirety of eight-man. So, we do our scouting report as always, but we have to also understand there's going to be more that we're not prepared for, that we have to trust our instincts and trust our alignment and trust our reads and go from there.
Now, looking at the offensive side of the ball for you guys, what kind of challenges does Colo's defense present for your offense that you're going to try to adjust to this week?
I don't think they're going to let us throw the ball deep. We like to, when we take shots, we like to push it vertical. You know, it's not like we're not a dink and dunk type of team. And you know, when they read pass, they really drop to their five zones really well. Linebackers underneath, the corners and safeties, deep. So we got to be careful because they've done a nice job so far on film of rallying to that. They've got three interceptions. So we got to be careful with that. We just got to take what they give us. You know, I don't know, you know, because we haven't played them. You know, are they going to line up and do something crazy to us? Are they going to, you know, have a unique game plan for us? You know, they've got all week to prepare for us too. So, you know, we're going to, you know, try to cover a little bit of everything this week in practice, and then when we get on the field Friday night, see what they give us, and take what they give us, and be, once again, be flexible, be ready to adjust. You know, we might think they're going to line up in something, and they give us something totally different. So, we give our kids and our coaches. I think that's one thing we do well is. You know, we can signal in a new play. Our kids have the authority on the field to switch plays and switch direction. So getting plays called in time, getting to the line of scrimmage is going to be crucial this week, so we have time to make those adjustments pre-snap.
Coach, those are the only questions I have for you, and I thank you for joining me.
You bet. Thanks.